Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C and this is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country in Harrington on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. And have I got a program planned for you this afternoon, listeners? As you know, if you've been tuning in each and every week, for about the last 3 weeks, we've been promoting music by artists that will be appearing at the three festivals that I'll be going to in September. The first one is the Nanango Country Music Muster. Now, that kicks off on the 9th to the 12th. If you're a walk-up artist, the main artists kick off on the 12th right through until the 15th. So it's a sensational festival, okay? And on the 12th, Mr. Lonnie Lee, the last man standing, special guest artist. It's the 21st year that the Nanango Country Music Muster has been running, and this is definitely one not to be missed. Now, we've also got Boney Mountain Folk Festival, and that one's put on by Norma O'Hara Murphy. That goes from the 20th to the 22nd of September, and then from there, we shoot up to Texas from the 26th to the 28th of September, and we've got the Texas Country Music Festival. Now, if you want to do some walk-up performing in there, if you're a walk-up artist, you can go in as early as the 25th, and Pete Smokey Dawson will be taking care of all those walk-up artists. I'm going to kick the show off with an artist that will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster, okay? Now, this one goes by the name of Kate Hindle. Now, she is from Western Australia. Yeah, Western Australia, singer, songwriter, and also an award winner. She first stepped on the stage at the age of 9, a graduate of WAAPA and both the Junior and Senior Academy of Country Music. Let's kick it off. This is a song by her. It's a number called The Ocean. Katie Hindle.
Understand why I'm this way, drowning
Oh, there we go, folks. That is Katie Hindle. And she is one of the artists that will be appearing there at the Nanango Country Music Muster from the 11th to the 15th, okay? And as I said, the walk-up artists actually kick off on the 11th. You can get in as early as the 9th if you want. And on the 12th, you've also then got the special guest, Mr. Lonnie Lee, the last man standing. Now, apart from all these sensational artists that will be appearing there, from Wednesday the 11th, they've got Old Time Dance. Thursday the 12th, their walk-up artists start. What else do we have? We've got Friday the 13th, Bush Poets Breakfast, Official Welcome, and then you got the invited artists, which is from 12 noon. And there's so much going on there that it's definitely a festival not to be missed. We are going to kick off now with this next one, which is kicking off the Boney Mountain Festival, which is from the 20th to the 22nd of September. Norma O'Hara Murphy, the lady who's putting this event on, is also a singer in her own right. In fact, a very famous Australian country singer in her own right. We're going to play a song now by her, and it's a number called Who's Taking You Home? Norma O'Hara Murphy.
Told you not to wear that dress. You always get into a mess. You know you do. That's just like you. You drink too much and play too hard. Life is heavy, life is fast for you. You wanna wear it, darling, that's okay. You wanna be a fool and act this way. Who's taking you home tonight? Who's tucking you in? Who's gonna be your one-night hero? Taking you home tonight. Who's tucking you in? Who's gonna be your one-night hero? Who's taking you home? Who's taking you home? Who's taking you home? Told you not to wear that smile, that devil look that you get in your eyes. That's just like you. You know you do. You wanna wear it, darling, that's okay. You wanna be fool and act this way. Who's taking you home tonight? Who's tucking you in? Who's gonna be your one-night hero? Who's taking you home tonight? Who's tucking you in? Who's gonna be your one-night hero? Who's taking you home? Who's taking you home? Who's taking you home? Gonna be your one-night hero,
one-night hero, baby.
Who's
There we go, folks. That's Norma O'Hara Murphy from the Closer Now album, Who's Taking You Home?
Get ready for the Texas Country Music Festival this September. It's three massive days of incredible Aussie talent, featuring Travis Collins, Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss, Jane Denham, and many more. Tickets are available now. Don't miss out.
There you go, folks. Don't miss out, okay? Make sure you get yourself along to that one if you can't get along to the other two. And that is from the 26th to the 28th of September. Walk-ups are welcome from the 25th of September on that one. I'm going to play you a song now by Jane Denham, as you heard there in our little ad. She is one of the artists that will be appearing there. And she's got a brand new single out with Jason Sever. And the song is a number called Nightburn. Go, folks. Jane Denham featuring Jason Sever, Nightburn. And she is one of the artists that will be appearing at that Texas Country Music Festival from the 26th to 28th of September. Now, I'm going to play you a song by an artist that was at that festival last year. This is her latest single, and it's a number called Stomping Ground. Hayley Jensen.
It's been a long week, can't believe it's only Tuesday. Can't wait to get out on the town and dance the night away. Yeah, I'm that frisky straight. I call the girls and ask them what they're getting up to. Count down to Friday at the bar and we'll kick off our boots. No, it ain't nothing new. Come on, leave your keys at home, you don't need your phone. Yeah, you know that.
What do you think of that one, folks? That is Hayley Jensen, Stomping Ground. Now, she was out there at that festival, Texas, last year. Had the pleasure of meeting her. Fabulous entertainer. Beautiful, beautiful lady. And, of course, I guess best known after appearing on that second series in 2004 of Australian Idol. And she was the fourth finalist leaving the show back in November of that year. Fabulous lady. And if she's in a town playing near you, do yourself a favour. You know you want to. Check her out. She's a great act. I'm going to play you a song now by Dean Perrott. Now, Dean Perrott is from the Nanango Country Music Muster. He's never missed one. 21 years and he has never missed a gig, okay? And the song we're going to play for you is his latest single. It's a number called A Big Thing in a Small Town. Dean Perrott.
Dreams and broken hearts, the local paper read. The meatworks closed its doors for good that day. All the warmth had faded, the magic disappeared. 300 families packed and moved away. Now Johnson's corner store can't feed them anymore. And the Bowsers at Red Servo have gone dry. Those who moved on early can make a brand new start, while those who stay will barely just get by. It's a big thing in a small town. Change like that don't come round every day. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. That big old mining company have sent their people in to sink the test holes down and find our worth. They say there'll be a calling for 1,000 local jobs. Could this be a blessing or a curse? Now Billy Mack the ringer just scored a grand old job that earns him 3 times more than saddle pay. He'll buy a brand new cruiser, pay the mortgage on his place. Now he doesn't have to move away. It's a big thing in a small town. Change like that don't come around every day. The spirit of his heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. This summit's just a place on the highway, while others only dream this place will always be their home. It's a big thing in a small town. Change like that don't come around every day. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay.
There we go, folks. That's Dean Parrott's latest single, A Big Thing in a Small Town. And here's one of the artists that will be there, along with others like Katie Hindle, Steve Sparrow, Brian Letton, Ernie Constance, and my good mate, Jeff Brown, a.k.a. Brownie, and the list goes on. So if you are interested in going to that festival, okay, 11th to 15th of September, and don't forget, you can get out there as early as the 9th of September if you want to do some walk-up stuff, okay? And on the 12th of September, that is the last man standing, Mr. Lonnie Lee. That's a separate concert. If you just want to see Lonnie, that's a separate fee, $20. You can walk in off the street and see that one. And, of course, if you want to stay for the entire event, a little bit more expensive, but hey, well worth it. I know all the powered sites, I think, are probably gone by now, but they still have some other camping if you're interested in going out there and camping at that one. We're going to play a song now by a band called Simply Bush. Now, I saw these guys last year, and that was at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival, and they're going to be here again this year. The track we're going to play by them is a number called The Great Australian Love Song. Simply Bush, folks.
I might not be a Romeo, but I found my Juliet. I met my share of Sheilas, but she's the best one yet. I've never been the type of bloke to lead a girl along. I'll tell her of my love in the chorus of a song. But I never wrote a song before and I don't know where to start. Surely it can't be that hard with a matter of the heart. I'll tell her how I really feel with poetry and verse. Once I sing it for her, she'll be mine and I'll. And you're the apple in my stew. You're the stubby in my shorts and the naughty in my thoughts. I'm the bloke who wants to put the tick right in the box. I've got ants in my pants for you. So I played it on me tape deck, could not believe my ears. The beauty of the words I'd wrote reduced me down to tears. Those French have got their sailor there and the Greeks have got Adonis. The romance of an Aussie bloke, they ain't got nothing on us. You're the meat inside my pie and you're the apple of my eye. You're the head upon my beer, my footy team to cheer. I'm the bloke who wants to pick all your little locks. I got ants in my pants.
time to sing my song. Should have seen the way that she reacted. I couldn't quite describe it, maybe shock, maybe joy. I could see that she was flabbergasted. Give a hug in my boot, you're the one I want to read. A book with late at night, before I turn out all the lights. I'm the bloke who wants to curl all your toes and socks. I've got ants in my pants for you. You're the meat inside my pie, and you're the sparkle in my eye. The stubby in my shorts, and the naughty in my thoughts. I'm the bloke who wants to put the tick right in the box. 'Cause I'm the bloke who wants to pick all your little locks. I'm that bloke who wants to curl all your toes and socks.
There you go, folks. They are sensational. Simply Bushed. And they're going to be here again at that festival, which we've just been talking about, the Boney Mountain Folk Festival from the 20th to 22nd of September. Now, this next act I'm going to play for you goes by the name of Kush Rider. Now, I saw this guy at Texas last year, okay, the Kush Rider Band. Absolutely owned the event. Unbelievable live performance. I could not believe it. And he's going to be there again this year. Just done the Gympie Music Muster there. And he's going to be at Texas as well. Now, I'm going to play you his brand new song. It's a number called Danger Ahead. What do you think of that one, folks? That is Kush Rider. Now, I've got to tell you, I saw him there last year at Texas and absolutely blew me away. I thought he owned the stage, him and his band. He's from Victoria. So much energy on stage, okay? And country rock is what he's about. I asked him if he sounds more like a rock singer to me, but he said, no, I'm definitely not a rock singer who wears a cowboy hat. I'm country-based, but he does love the rock scene as well, okay? So he's definitely going to be making some waves in the modern country rock sound with that electrifying performance that he's guaranteed to put on every time he steps on the stage. Now, I guess his mission is to breathe new life into the genre. Kush Rider brings an explosive blend of country and pub rock that's as potent and it's as irresistible as him as a performer. A five-piece band, never playing the same shows twice. So if you saw him last year, don't think you're going to be seeing the same stuff, because definitely you won't be. And it's sure to be an absolutely brilliant, entertaining night for anybody who's going to get themselves to that particular festival. Now, I'm going to play a track now by a couple of boys that I absolutely love. I think they're fabulous. Nick and Tom Wolf. They've got the Wolf Brothers, and this is their brand new single. I've seen these boys many times, and they've never, ever disappointed me. The song we're going to play is a number called Little by Little. It's their brand new single, folks.
Is a little too high to strung, and your paycheck's a little too low. You take it one day, one step at a time, spinning like a hand on the clock. And little by little, little by little, a little turns into a lot. Where your riches are running on empty, and diesel is out of control. And the money you grind in the overtime, you gotta give to the ATO. Between the RBA and the day-to-day, everybody wants a piece of the pie. Little by little, little by little, a little turns into a lie. So let's get a little bit crazy, let's get a little too loud. Let's pull the trigger on a little bit of liquor and a little bit of throwing it down. We might go a little bit too far, but it's a little too late to stop. Get a little bit high. We're all just doing what we gotta do. We made it through the Friday night. We might take it a little bit too far, so make it a double shot. Little by little, better make it a triple, but a little turns into a lie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's get a little bit crazy. Let's get a little too loud. Let's pull the trigger on a little bit. Little by little, little by little.
There you go, folks. The sensational Wolf Brothers with their latest single, Little by Little. I'm going to play something now by Jeff Brown. We're going to change the pace of the show because, you know, country music has sort of, it's gone through all these genres, really. I mean, the genre of country music is no longer what we know as country music. It's morphed into, I believe, country and pop, country rock, like the two artists that we just played, Kush Rider and the Wolf Brothers. I'm going to play you a song now. Now, this is one of Australia's finest bush balladeers, in my opinion, okay, as well as Dean Perrott. Both good friends and good mates when they perform together. When they perform as individuals, fabulous. When they perform together, even more fabulous. The song I'm going to play for you by Brownie, and he's one that will be appearing at Nanango, is a number called No Man's Land. Now this is back to the bush balladeering, folks, if this is your style of country music.
How do you do, Private William McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside? I'll rest for a while in the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day, mate, and I'm nearly done. And I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the fallen in 1916. Well, I hope you died quick and I hope you died clean. Oh, Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound a five lowly? Did the rifles fire oh ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1916, to that loyal heart are you always 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, forever enshrined behind some glass pane? In an old photograph torn and tattered and stained, and fading to yellow in a brown leather frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire oh ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun shining now on these green fields of France. The warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished long under the plow. No gas or barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses in mute witness stand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man, and a whole generation who were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire oh ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Can't help but wonder now, Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? The suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing, the dying, it was all done in vain. But for Willie McBride, it so happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire away as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
From the More Times Than I Remember album, Jeff Brown's The Lemon No Man's Land. I'm going to play you a song now, and this is by the Barley Shakes. Now, we're playing music from the three festivals that we're going to be attending, and that is the very first one is the Nanango Country Music Muster, and that's the one I just played a song by Jeff Brown. He's going to be at that one. Then Boney Mountain Folk Festival, and then Texas. So they're all different styles of country music, okay? Boney Mountain, for example, is a folk festival. The Barley Shakes were there last year. They're going to be there again this year, and we're going to play you a song from their brand new album, Visions in the Fog. The song we're going to play is a number called The Travelling Song.
Traveling now for so long, I couldn't begin to trace all our track. Gone this far, well, we might as well keep going. Can't count all the beautiful things we've seen, the king of the road traveling with his queen. The world is at your door. The world is at your door, and it is calling. The world is calling. The sun is setting in the west, and we're driving hard into it, trying to get to Budapest before it started snowing, yeah. And we've seen the paintings of Egon Schiele, we've climbed the ancient forbidden towers, and we lay in open spaces, and all those days they seemed like hours. The world is at your door. The world is at your door, and it is calling. The world is calling. I've been to London to see the Queen. In an Irish bar, he was dressed all in green, singing Danny Boy in the key of C for a whiskey. Yeah, he taught us all how to dance a reel. I have the fondest memories of kicking up our heels, singing Danny Boy in the key of C for a double whiskey. Hey! The world is at your door. The world is at your door. Thank you. to Versailles and dined at the palace on a salad sandwich we purchased from an Arab. He smiled at us through tobacco-stained teeth, singing, "Praise Allah! You are what you eat." Well, we swam with dolphins in a turquoise sea, while the world around us was ill at ease. On New Year's Day we chanted for peace, yeah. Namoramoye, 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 namoramoye.
There you go, folks. That is the Barley Shakes Travelling Song, and that is from the album Visions in the Fog. Now, I should point out for anybody interested in that particular album, I guess 90% or maybe 70, 80%, 90% there is instrumental, okay, traditional Irish instrumental track. So that's a beautiful song, but most of it are instrumentals. I'm going to play you a track now by Tyla Rodriguez. Now, she is going to be at Texas at the Texas Country Music Festival. Starts at the 26th to the 28th of September. Now, she's remarkable. She's a remarkable talent in the realm of the old school country music, okay? Old school country music. She's got the most beautiful, soulful voice, heartfelt lyrics, and captivating on the stage. Now, she's carved a niche for herself in the country music scene, born and raised in deep appreciation of traditional country music sounds. She's managed to blend the timeless essence of the genre with her own soulful style, with a natural ability to connect with her audience. Now, she's become a sought-after performer with some of the most prestigious country music festivals in the country, such as Groundwater Country Music Festival, Tamworth Country Music, Gympie Music Muster, where she's graced the stage with her mesmerising performance. You've got to check this lady out, okay? And she is going to be at Texas. Now, the song I'm going to play for you by her is her latest single, and it's a number called Wish I Would.
Change your mind.
There you go, folks. What do you think of that lovely, lovely, talented lady, Tyler Rodriguez? I'm going to play a song now by the man who started all this, okay? Because without this gentleman and what he did to the country music industry so many, many decades ago, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing now, okay? So with his beautiful, talented wife, Joy McKean, Mr. Slim Dusty traveled the country in his caravan and his Ford Fairlane, Old Purple, which you can, in fact, check out if you go to the Slim Dusty Centre there in Kempsey, and you will find out all about his music and all about costuming. You'll see Old Purple out there, the caravan. But without this guy, we wouldn't be having what we're having today in the country music scene, because he really started it off. The king of country, in fact, Mr. Slim Dusty. I'm going to play you a track now. It's a number called Indian Pacific.
From coast to coast by night and day, hear the clicking of the wheels, the humming of the diesel on her ribbons of steel, carrying the memories of a nation built by hand. See the Indian Pacific span the land. She's the pride of all the railway men cross country where she flies, from the blue Pacific waters to where the mountains rise, by lakes and wide brown rivers, through desert country dry. See the Indian Pacific passing by. Oh, the Indian Pacific, she goes a-rolling down the track, 5,000 miles to travel before she's there and back. Beside the line that drove the waves, his battered old gray hat, and kids are catching yabbies down by the river flat. And a woman hangs her washing in a backyard near the line, as the Indian Pacific's rolling by. Hear the whistle blowing lonely neath the Nullarbor starlight, saluting those who walk across the track she runs tonight, calling to the railway camp and the fettlers on the line. I'm the Indian Pacific, right on time. From the silver of the broken hill to old Kalgoorlie gold, she mirrors all the colors of the land so hard and old. Then the western flowers are blooming and the air is just like wine, and the Indian Pacific's making time. Oh, the Indian Pacific, she goes a-rolling down the track, 5,000 miles to travel before she's there and back. From the waters of the western sea to the eastern ocean sand, the Indian Pacific spans the land. Oh, the Indian Pacific spans the land.
Oh, there we go, folks. That is Mr. Slim Dusty, the king of country music, gone to country music heaven, okay? And what a sensational performer he was. And without him, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing today. Folks, it's time for me to put the horse in the stable, take off the headphones, and kick back on the porch with a beer and a jack. But before I do that, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Corner Country each and every week, and that is on allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM. A big shout out to Connor, Adrian, Mad Dog, and Mick from the LD Camp Spot there in Carlton, and also 87.6 Jeff. He's got Backwater Country in Harrington. So I hope you've enjoyed the music. We've been promoting the Nanango Country Music Muster, Boney Mountain Folk Festival, and Texas Country Music Festival. I'm going to do my best to get Mr. Lonnie Lee on the phones for next week's programs. He will be appearing on the 12th of September at Nanango. He's the special guest artist for the 21st year that festival's been running. So I'm going to do my best to have him as a special guest on the show next week. So as I said, folks, the horse is in the stable, the headphones are now coming off, and I'm going to be kicking back now on that porch with a beer and a jack. So until next week, folks, yee-haw! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.